Beijing residents have had a breath of fresh air all this week. The city's famously filthy air didn't just happen to get better. World leaders are in town. And so China shut down factories, took many cars off the roads, and declared a week-long vacation for many Beijing residents. As some of them said on social media, if only the skies were always this blue. Experts, meanwhile, have been parsing the commitments that China and the U.S. made to fight climate change. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing on what some of them think.
China said this week that its carbon emissions will peak by the year 2030. It's the first time they've set such a goal. Greenpeace climate and energy campaigner Li Shua says China has left itself plenty of leeway. He says China can and should hit peak emissions well before 2030.
The two sides sent a politically important message, which was to announce climate goals for the post-2020 period as early as possible. With that as a basis, we think they can take stronger action.
But what's more important than when they peak, he adds, is at what level of emissions they peak. He says China is expected to release that target next March. One good way to keep that number low, he suggests, would be to limit coal consumption. Meanwhile, China aims to get 20% of its energy from non-fossil fuels by 2030. He says that 20% is nearly as much as all of China's power-generating capacity now.
This means that in the next 15 years, China will have to build the energy equivalent of another China, but one that is entirely based on non-fossil fuels. This sends a signal that China has begun to say goodbye to coal.
Indeed, Li notes that for the first time in this century, shifts in China's economy caused coal consumption to actually decline in the first three quarters of this year. China has been trying for a decade to switch to a less polluting mode of economic growth. Right now, local officials get promoted for increasing GDP, not for protecting the environment. In January, a revised environmental protection law will come into effect that should change that. Georgetown University climate change expert Professor Joanna Lewis explains.
For the first time, they enshrine in law the idea that the performance of provincial and local officials is going to be rated highly on how well they achieve these various environmental targets.
Public anger at pollution has become a key incentive for China to act on climate change. During the summit, some air quality data in China was reportedly censored. Greenpeace's Li Shua notes that officials may be able to fudge environmental statistics, but they can't fake a blue sky. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.